He's got a bachelor pants. Yeah. Why are you
okay, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight's topic is a topic that's quite sensitive. And it's a topic, the topic of intimacy is a topic that really has to be approached on two different levels. And one is that it has to be approached in terms of practicality. And also at the same time, I think that a lot of times, particularly the way I know I was taught in yeshiva, is that the topic was dealt with in a very halachic manner, as opposed to in a manner of machshava. So what I'd like to start is really do the sugya of a zivug, do the sugya of intimacy as a sugya by itself in machshava, and then Be'ezer Hashem see some of the applications. We run the risk, as I was preparing the shiur, I realized that the chomer, in contrast to the other things I tried to get to, you know, the practical applications, I tried to resist the yetzer of doing the sugya and tried to get to the practical applications quickly. In this case, I think we have to sometimes readjust. I know for me, I had to readjust a few assumptions that I made in terms of the Machsheves Yisrael, in terms of really being yored l'sof data sugya. Let me start off with one practical manifestation of it, and then let's see the sugya through the Torah Kedosha and through Chazal and the Mefarshim. Often Talmidim ask me the following question. We're not going to discuss the Shaila at all. This is a Shaila many of us have thought about. Many of us have thought about as a sugya. Many have thought about in our own lives. And that is the question of birth control. And so we're not touching birth control right now at all. But often, the first thing that I emphasize, whether mutter or usser, circumstances, v'chulei v'chulei, the first thing that I emphasize to the Talmidim, and this was a phenomenon that I think I encountered more in yeshiva than I might have encountered if I had stayed in the more yeshivish places, and that is I felt the need to emphasize to them that our perspective of nisuin, dahainu in the yeshiva university community, is not an excuse for a man and a woman to shack up as a boyfriend and girlfriend would in college. In other words, you get married, you make a commitment to each other, so they're boyfriend and girlfriend that live in college campus, so too, by us, we also have that version, but we have a kosher way of doing this. That's the first thing that needs to be emphasized when one discusses that sugya, and if anybody ever has that shaila, that's the first thing that a person has to emphasize. But what I realized is I don't really... Up until I started thinking about the sugya, I really didn't have an explanation of the next step, and that is exactly what is the Machsheves HaTorah of intimacy that's really one of Kedusha, intimacy that, and there are conflicting variables, because from my Rabbeim I didn't feel that they were emphasizing the fact that you need to fully sacrifice, not to focus on your Hana, v'chulei v'chulei, and yet there is Hana, so how does one develop a real approach in Torah. So let's start with picking up with the concept that we had started with last week. Topic number four was the concept of giving. And here, the Netziv says that intimacy is a direct product of the chiyuv of a husband to give to his wife. The Netziv in Bereishis, Perek Beis, Pasuk of Gimel, So Tziv is medayik on the words of the pasuk zos hapam. This time etzem me'atzamai lezos yikara yisha. This time when the etzem was taken from me, so then all of a sudden, now she is my wife. But why the emphasis? Lezos hapam, this time. And then the next pasuk goes on and says, Al ken yazov ish es aviv es imo v'davak b'ishto. So says the Netziv, the Hamikdavar, Zos hapam, ki pirush esforna, Etzem yatzamai v'sar v'sara. Oh, what's the Svarna say? V'lo asher yeh mikanu lahaba. This time, she's automatically called my Isha because I gave her from my rib. That fits in, of course, beautifully what we had spoken about last time, that the integral part of Ishus is the husband giving to the wife and the wife giving to the husband, as we were ma'arich in the past. However, that giving existed in its idyllic form when it came to the Bria of Adam and Chava. However, the Rak Bezos HaPam who came, Basher he etzem yatzamav ukimosha Adam oves yado. Just like a man loves his hand, they're automatically connected, so too they were automatically connected. Avolodoros lo yekein. And here we're going to be the medayik in every word. We're going to learn this as a sugya first, before we get to the practical applications. Ela hadbeika tikravein lios echad. Now, for all other generations, what's going to bring them together is the dveikus. What's that dveikus? So then Siv goes on to say, that is the tashmish and the intimacy between husband and wife. So the pasuk reads like this. Vayomer Adam Zos HaPam. In this case, this is what brought us together. But later on, that's not what's going to bring us together. Because giving is, as we spoke about last week, is the core of all kesher between husband and wife. But in the future, it'll be the definition of connection between husband and wife will be the etzem dveikus, v'hayu levasar echad, when they join themselves in intimacy. And that is what's going to bring man and wife together. So the Hagdar over here is the following. Intimacy is what creates the Dveikus. Without that intimacy, according to the Netziv, then there's Dveikus can never be achieved. Okay, so what do we see? We see in its rawest form, and you can't leave now, because this formulation is a gross distortion. However, according to what emerges from this analysis of the Psukim, what the Torah is telling us is the definition of dveikus between husband and wife starts from the giving of the husband to the wife. In other words, Adam giving of his rib. Bizman hazeh, we can't give our ribs to our wives. So what do we give to them? We give to them intimacy. That's what we give. Hence, you have this raw expression in Shulchan Aruch itself. I mean, one of the big Talmid Chacham, you all know his name, I'm not going to quote him because they didn't ask him Rishus. He said about what I'm about to quote, Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Mem. He said if people would follow Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Mem literally, he doesn't think that anybody would have a successful marriage. That's why I'm about to say that that's what I'm bringing out is an extreme of the pasuk. But this is what emerges. What emerges is that intimacy is all about the zachar giving to the nekeva, and as well, if we be speaking to women, it's the nekeva giving to the zachar, and there, by giving, so then in such a case, then we have the dveikus. What do I mean then, the extreme in Simen Reish Mem? So you're familiar with the halacha. Says the Mechaber, what is intimacy supposed to be like? Ela ka'adam sheporeya chovo shu chayiv bo nasa. The chiyuv is, in Reish Mem Siv Beis, this comes from the tour. It's as if there is a chiyuv on us to pay our wives. In other words, it sounds like emotionally we're supposed to look at it as a chiyuv, a responsibility on us. Ulekayim mitzvas boro shiyulavanum oskim b'toru mekayim mitzvas b'Yisrael. We'll emphasize this later on. So according to the analysis of the psukim, it's all about the giving, and it's all about the husband's responsibility to create that sense of davek that exists. However, there is a menoras hamor, but some claim that the Gra said, I looked to see in the Gra, I didn't find it in the language of the Gra in Simen Chafei, but some quote this in the name of the Gra as well, that the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch never meant that he's supposed to focus entirely on his wife's Anna, but the ideal is for both he and his wife to have Hanah from the Tashmish. Question is, how do we know that the Menorah's Hamor is right? At first glance, it seems, according to the Machshav, which I think is Emes, what the Netziv is saying, it's all about that giving which creates the new post Adam Dveikus. So then, in such a case, then what's the hechreach that we're supposed to enjoy it? What's the hechreach that there is supposed to be a sense of anything more than kiporeya chova? So Rabosai, the sefer that we're going to use comes from the Beis Medrash of the Ramban. There is an Igeres HaKodesh. The authorship of it's put into the Kisvei Ramban. It's questionable whether the Ramban himself wrote the Igeres HaKodesh. I don't know where my head was when I was getting married. I'm not sure. But I know that I wasn't introduced to this. Only many, many years later did I take a look at this. The Igeres HaKodesh is Kodesh. It's beautiful. It's holy. I'm not on that Madrega. And I would assume most of the Avrichim, I would assume there are some who are as well, but most of the Avrichim are not probably on this Madrega as well. However, there are some beautiful, beautiful things in the Igeres HaKodesh that could just inspire us a little, or help us be mashlim some of the machshava that's missing. And maybe one day we could latch into some Madrega of its Kedusha. Let's take a look at a lashon of the Igeres HaKodesh. And again, I want to do it as if it was... Who do they say it is? That it's the Rabbeinu Bachya. Many assume it's the Rabbeinu Bachai. It comes from the Beis Medrash. They assume that the language is very reminiscent of things from the Beis Medrash of the Ramban. And basically what we're going to develop, the machshava that we're going to develop today, is going to be coming from my understanding of the Beis Medrash of the Ramban. Here's a lashon in the Shevel edition. It's on page Shin Lamed Aleph in Perek Chamishi in the Igeres HaKodesh. The Mechaber writes the following. V'chein ro'i lo. So again, Rabbi says, just remember, we have a tzarech iyun. What's the makar at all of anything aside from kadam poreach chova? You read the psukim themselves. That's a responsibility. He has to give to his wife. He has a responsibility of ona, because his responsibility is to create that davek. And that's the chiyuv d'oraisa of ona. Says the Igeres HaKodesh, Perek Hei, in Dibra Masl V'achar. V'chein ro'i lo shem yashiv das ishto mesamcha u'mechino u'mamshicha v'dvarim Hamisamchim es halev. Because of this responsibility, I'm touching up now the Igeres HaKodesh. Because of this responsibility for the husband to create dveikus, so therefore he has a responsibility to make sure that his wife is what? That she's in a state of simcha. Kidei shetiye maskemes l'machshavos tahoros uzchus. V'yushneim achodim midvar mitzvah. He has a responsibility to bring her into the mitzvah. Ki oz tiskasher machshavosim ke'echad. V'tiyeh shechina shuyeh b'neihem. Because then their minds will come together, and then the shechina will rest between them. V'yolidu ben kefi hatsura hatahora sheyitzayru. And in the Igeres HaKodesh, this is extremely, extremely important, and that is the higher the madrega of the zivug, which we're going to come back to, the higher the madrega of the intimacy in terms of kedusha, so then that will affect positively the child, because the moments of the intimacy are going to be mashpia on the quality of the child later on. Now this yisod of the Igeres HaKodesh, I have a nice madrich lechasanim. That was there's a nice. My wife took a kala class with a famous woman who teaches kala teachers. Her name is Mrs. Abramov, and they required her. They required the husbands to come in for one session with her husband, and he also taught. So they have this madrich, and he quotes this Igeres HaKodesh, and then he has a punchline from Rav Aaron Kotler. If the Igeres HaKodesh is not enough, so he has a punchline from Rav Aaron Kotler, the Yisod. So Rav Aaron said like this. Shetachlis hazivug ki lahavili de ribui ava v'sachdus b'neihem. That's the yisod that we saw from the Netziv, that the tachlis of the zivug is to bring them together. In other words, that the definition of ona is that dveikus between them that's nurtured by the ava and this achdus that's b'neihem. But I'd like to point out to you that the Igeres HaKodesh is saying more than Rav Aaron just said. And that is that the Igeres HaKodesh says something different. That's going to be Tzarech Iyun number two. What exactly is the Igeres HaKodesh saying? What's he driving at? Eventually, if we do the sugya well, we'll get to Halacha L'maisa. But before we do the Halacha L'maisa, let's try to really get into the bones of what is the machshava of the zivug. The lashon of the Igeres HaKodesh is not only that the husband has a responsibility to be misameach his wife. Not only that the husband and wife, that the husband encourages the wife in a happy manner for them to have marital relations. Not only are they supposed to come together, but rather there's something else over here. He says, ki oz, in the language that we read before, ki oz tiskasher machshevosam ke'echot, v'tiyesh hina shruya beinayim. There needs to be, after he's misameach, or after they joyously do this together, so it's not just that they're willing partners in the sexual act, but it's more than that. He says, tiskasher machshevosam ke'echot, v'tiyesh hina shruya beinayim. The tnai in the Shechina Shruya B'neim is not in the Etzem Maisa Mitzvah, even if the Kavana is a Kavana not just simply to satisfy their base desires, but to have children, to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Ona. No, it's more than that, the Igeres HaKadosh is saying. He's saying, Ki oz tiskashe machshevosam v'tiye Shechina Shruya B'neim. The definition of Shechina Shruya B'neim is what? Tiskashe machshevosam. And if you'll notice, the bringing together of their machshavos. I'd like to be ma'ayin what exactly that means, bringing together their machshavos. Notice Rabbi Aaron didn't mention that. So Rabbi Abramov is right. The general idea is very, very similar, what they quote Mipi HaShmur from Rabbi Aaron, but there's something a little bit more that I think is going on in the Igeres HaKodesh than this Hezber. There's a Ramban Al HaTorah, where the Ramban, again, this fits in beautifully into what the Igeres HaKodesh is developing. The Ramban Al HaTorah in Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Yud, on the Pasuk, She'erach Sosa Va'onas Alo Yigra, the Ramban introduces a machlokis with most Rishonim about what the definition of She'erach Sosa Va'onas Alo Yigra means. Most understand Ona as being the relations, but She'era and Ksusa refers to the clothing. Says the Ramban, not that way. The Ramban Al HaTorah says not that way. Ulakachani Omer, he perish She'er b'chol makom, basar hadavek v'akarav l'bsoro shel Adam, nigzar meloshen She'er b'saro. The Lashon of She'er is not the way Rashi says that it's Mizonos, but rather, says the Ramban, the Lashon of She'er means Kiruv Basar, like She'er Basar. So the Ramban is going to learn that the expression of She'erak Susa V'onasa is not talking about the way Rashi understands the three chiyuvim of Mizonos. Especially the Ramban asks a question in Halacha. He says that we paskin the Sugya and Ksubas that Mizonos is only Midrabbanan, it's not Midoraisa. That's not our sugya for now. We're not learning ksubas. But the Ramban says, in the pshat of the words, he doesn't think that she'er works this way. Rather, what does she'er mean? She'er means she'er basar. What does ksusa mean? He says ksusa refers to the bed that the husband and wife lie on. And ona is the actual act itself. And here, the Ramban adds something very, very powerful. If I could find it in this tiny edition. Yeah. Vahatam. Why does the Torah emphasize the bed? She'era ksusa vona. So why does the Torah emphasize the bed? Vahatam. Shelo tiyeh acheres yosheves lo alamita, almita kvoda. Vayusham v'basar echad v'zu imo kipilegesh yishachev ima b'derech mikre v'ala ares. The responsibility of the husband is that at the time of Tashmish is that their relations should not be ala aretz b'mikre, that they're there to satisfy each other's needs. The husband provides a paycheck and she satisfies his sexual desires, but rather no, she's in the mita kvoda. That's what she'erach susa v'onas alo yigra means. So again, the Ramban Al HaTorah is emphasizing that the mitzvah is not only the mitzvah in terms of the chiyuv to provide for sexual relations, but also there's something else over here, to the point that he changes over the pshat and the psukim, that ksusa means that there's a sense that they're sharing a bed, and that they're not two different desires that are being satisfied, like a pilegesh. He gives her, he supports her, and she satisfies his sexual needs. Okay, so I bring out that the Ramban al Torah also has this idea. Now, let's go a little bit further. To deal with this machshava, we have to go deeper into the Igeres HaKodesh. And we'll see, Rabbi, if you give me time, I'll show you how these Yisodos become Halacha L'maisa. The Ramban in the Igeres HaKodesh in Dibar Maskel Vani Chafetz here says, or the Beis Medrash of the Ramban says a very important Yisod. And this is a Yisod that's a Yisod probably in Kabbalah, but it's a Yisod that's extremely important as far as developing our deeper understanding. Vacher, says Ramban in page Shin Lamed Gimel in the Shevel, Shadvarim kach hutzruchu chazal lomar ki bischaber ha'odom im ishto u'machshavoson nidbika be'elyonim. Says the Ramban, there's a koach that a person has in Tashmish that connects him to the Olmei Elyonim. And this is the critical point in terms of why the Ramban emphasizes machshava so much. And that is, he says, that a person's machshava, al-pi machshava, al-pi kabbalah, a person's thought sometimes has higher implications than his maisa itself. And that's the pshat in Chazal, that sometimes hirhurei avera are koshimei avera. Says the Ramban like this. If b'shas devek, if at the time of the davak b'ishto, so then the person's machshav is nidbaka b'elyonim. We need to get back, what does that mean, nidbaka b'elyonim? Harei osa machshava mosheches ha'or elyon lamata. So then he brings the or elyon below. V'ushora lo satipa shu miskavin alel u'meharerba. V'nimtza osa atipa niksheres la'olam b'or habohir. The Ramban brings out from earlier Yisodos that the essence of all Bria starts from Kedushas HaYisod, which is Pru'eravu, and therefore, when a person is in the act of Zivug itself, the person has the potential to lock in the highest domains of Koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what he calls the Or Elyon. And of course, because as he describes earlier in the Igeres HaKodesh, this is Shlosha Shutvim Ba'adam. This is the moment that God becomes Mamish L'Shutav with man. Im Keinim Advarim. So now, Rabbosai, what we see are with these three pieces of information. Number one, what we had seen in regards to the emphasis of Machshava. Number two, what the Ramban al Torah emphasizes in Perikof Aleph, the sharing of the Mita, and what the Ramban says over here about the Machshava, now we begin to get a fuller picture of what the Netziv was saying when the Netziv spoke about the dveikus of giving between husband and wife. There are two steps. One step is the husband making sure, which we'll discuss halacha l'maisa, one step is the husband being misameach his wife, their commitment together, as opposed to what we're going to see in the Gemara Nedarim Adaf Chaf HaMebeis in a moment. And then the next step is that the machshava of that togetherness and their machshava biyachad has the ability to lock in to that Or Elyon. Why? So now we have to go back to the Yisod that we started with when we spoke about Shalom Bayis. And the Yisod that we had spoken about was that ultimately husband and wife are a reflection, which the Igeres HaKodesh starts out with the saying of the Ish, of the Yud and the Hey. When they join together, so then they're locking into that Or Elyon. If that's so, so now what we have is the following. When the machshavos, not just the sense of responsibility. But the machshavos between husband and wife are there together, as the lashon that we had seen before. Tiskasher machshavosam ke'echad, so then the shechina shuya b'neihem. What's the omek hadvarim? The omek hadvarim is that when their machshavos are biyachad, so then they have the koach to lock into the Orel Yom. Now I have to tell you, I'm oversimplifying because of Milo Madrega. In the Egeres HaKodesh, he says higher things about locking into the Orel Yom. But I'm not capable of that, and I don't know if it's my responsibility to teach the Avrechim more than that. But what I do know is that on this simple domain, that if somehow the husband and wife are able to create that metzius, then not only are they doing what's necessary for their marriage, not only are they doing something that they're satisfying both of their desires, but they're doing something that lacks their two machshavos, then there's a double totsah that's taking place. One totsah is the yud and the hey are joining together, and then according to the Geras HaKodesh, they also have the koach to lock into Ar Elyon. Chas v'chalila, if the opposite takes place, so then that's hirurei avera ar kavera. If the machshavos are not ka'achas, if the motivations are totally skewed, we're not always going to be perfect, but if the motivations are totally skewed, as we're going to see in a moment, so then in such a case, the opposite takes place, and they lock into a totally different koach that's antithetical to the Makar Neshamas. Now this explains something very basic, but very yisodistic, in the Gemara in the Dharma on Chaf Amibes. The Gemara describes what's called the Teisha Midos. The Gemara describes that there are 9 negative midos that produce bad children when the relations between husband and wife are flawed. So let's just rip quickly through the teisha midos of the Gemara. So Gemara there describes bnei anusa, if the husband, God forbid, rapes the wife, bnei smnua, if he disdains the wife, bnei nida, all of those bnei nidui, excuse me. If one of them is a nidui, in all those cases, then Chazal say that the offspring are what we would call, in over superficial terms, messed up. That's what Chazal, the Gemara, says. Now it's very interesting. What the Gemara describes are not necessarily bale avera. The Gemara doesn't describe averos per se. We were talking about drinking before. Bnei shichrus, people who are intoxicated. There's no be'etzem. Rav Sham Shmuel Fal Hirsch has a fascinating idea by Nadav and Aviu about drinking, about their aver of drinking. But fundamentally, there isn't an iser of per se of shichrus. Yet these are the worst children. They're known as the children of teisha midas. So what's the pshat? So now the dvarma move on him. These aren't necessarily. They're not even called b'nei nida over here. The teisha midas are not even b'nei nida. Why? Because we don't even talk about mamzerim over here. Because what's being described in the Gemara and Chaf Lamed Beis in Nedarim is exactly this yisod. And that is all the teisha midos, b'nei meriva, b'nei shichrus, all of their relations are being done in a fashion where there isn't that chibur of two machshavos. And that's what produces teisha midos. The production of teisha midos is a product of when there's a pirud between the husband and wife. And the ideal is not only that they're doing all the things right, that there's no sinna, but it really reaches the madrega that machshavam are ta'achas. Let's go even further. Here, Rabbosai, I'm indebted to Rabbi Avram Friedman in a book called Marital Intimacy. I think he went to yeshiva around the same time that I was there. I don't remember him. In his book, he quotes a Gemara that I missed somewhere along the line, and here we see this yisod even further. The Gemara in Nida, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and this will also begin our segue to Halacha L'maisa. The Gemara in Nida on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph describes Bnei Munbaz, Base Munbaz, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Hayosin Gimel Dvarin Umaskirin Oso L'Shvach. There were 3 things that Beis Munmaz did, and it's mentioned l'shvach. The Gemara tells us, we know, we learned probably in Chassan classes, that l'chatchila, one is not supposed to have relations during the day. That's what the Gemara Nida Yud Zayin Amud Aleph says. However, Beis Munbas was mentioned Latov, there was Ocher Latov, because they had relations during the day. So the Gemara says, how could that be? I thought l'chatchila you're not supposed to have relations during the day. So the Gemara says, no. B'nai Mumbaz, they used to be they were exhausted workers, and they were called Onesh Shena. They were very, very tired at night. Says Rashi, Mitoshu nenas b'shena, eino mis'avelo kolkach. Because he was so tired, they didn't desire their wives so much. U'mishamesh l'kiyam mitzvas ona. They were gerim, and they had relations only to be mekayim mitzvahs ona. O l'ratzosa, or to make his wife happy. V'libo katzpa, but they weren't so excited, the males weren't so excited about having the relations. V'hu mibnei teisha midos, says Rashi, hishtel tzu, he relates to that gemara nedarim chafa mebeis, and says that also qualifies as bnei teisha midos. So Rabosai, what emerges from here is the following. Even husband and wife who are doing it for the right reasons, not for simply lustful reasons, but if at the end of the day it's not because machshavosam ka'achas, it's only because it's a chiyuv, so then in such a case, Rashi goes so far as to say that also qualifies as teisha midos. He's not a balavera, he's a tzaddik. The husband's a tzaddik. At first glance, no. It's not machshavosam ka'achas.
Doesn't the Gemara praise
them? What? Exactly. No, and that's why they did it during the day. That's why they had relations during the day. Because at night, exactly, I'm glad you stopped me to verify that. They're praised because they did not have relations at night, which at first glance is, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that's the ideal time. But if it's nafsho katzpa, because it's only a chiyuv, so then in such a case, then that produces teisha midos. Again, teisha midos are not balei aveira. Balei aveira have their own gehenim. Balei aveira have their own problems. Look, we see many times some of our best boys that we see in yeshiva. We know that their parents were not on a very, very high religious level. It could be that even their mothers were nida. Could be even b'nei anida. But some of their midos are beautiful. The chisaron of the teisha midos is not the averos. The chisaron in the teisha midos is that it's not machshavosam ke'achas. And that's the omek of what the Ramban is bringing out in the Igeres HaKodesh. And that's what the Netziv is saying over here in terms of al ken yosav ishes avivesim over davak b'ishto. It's about the giving, but not only the giving to Torah Schil, not only the giving in terms of the responsibility to each other, but really that sense of machshavosam ke'achas. Do we sometimes fail? Do we sometimes mess up? Yeah, but that's everything in life. Here it gets a little bit more sensitive. It gets harder because we're talking about something as deep as intimacy, but at the end of the day, this is the tafkid. The tafkid is machshavosam ke'achas. So that's what emerges from the Igeres HaKodesh. That's what emerges also from what the Ramban al Torah is saying. Halacha l'maisa. Let's start with the Igeres HaKodesh, and then let's get to the real life in the 14th century and the 13th century, and then let's get to real life in the 21st century. Sof davar, says the Mechaber of the Igeres HaKodesh, at the end. And again, you're going to see that he's coming back to these same yesodos that Be'ezer Hashem we developed. Kishetira ba'atzmecha, when the husband and wife feel that it's appropriate time for them to have relations, first responsibility is to make sure that the das isha is maskemes imdatcha. Va'al, I never understood this chazal. I remember seeing it a few times that isha ki sazria, that if the woman is mazria first, if the woman climaxes first, so then in such a case, then there'll be zocha to special children. But I never understood what was behind that. So says the Bali Igeres HaKodesh, Val temar lo orer mitavascha ul orer Don't rush your own desires. Hanach, kedei she'tiyashev das ishtecha. That's the whole idea. The whole idea is that if the woman is mazriya first, that's a function of the fact that their machshavos are working together. V'tikanes derech ava v'ratzom be'inyan she'tazriya tchila. That she should be able to experience the pleasure. Kedei she'yehei zera shelach kechomer v'zera shelach ketzura. Now here, of course, I emphasize what some of the Talmidim have seen from me in the past, and that is this metaphor. What the Ramban in the Igeres HaKodesh is describing, as the father Rabbi Abramoff said, that this simple diagram was a diagram that was said to him by old Jew in Panovich before he got married, which was 35, 40 years ago. So this goes back a long, long way. But what's fascinating is I was thinking to myself as he was saying this, and in he's a pretty yeshivish fellow. I was thinking back to myself, but in the modern yeshiva university, this they didn't teach me. But this is a very, very important yisod, and that is the following. This is a man tends to climax like this, and a woman like this. And that's what the Ramban over here in the Igeres HaKodesh is talking about. In other words, for a man, it's easier to reach the point of arousal, and he comes down from arousal more quickly. And a woman, it takes a while for her arousal to be reached. The arousal lasts longer, and that's something that is an avoda, that the husband has to work on himself. If he's being focused on machshav l'keachas, so then in such a case he could give her pleasure. But if he's being focused entirely on his own, so then in such a case, then it runs the risk of real shortcomings. That's what the Ramban again is saying. Ula'orer hanach kedei she'tiyashiv das ishtecha v'tikanes derech aviv ratzon be'inyin she'tazriya tchila kedei she'ezera shalav v'chule. One more marimakom, and then we'll get even more practical. The truth is, this is a fascinating Rashi in Sanhedrin on Samaches Amebeis that really fits into the idea that we're saying as well. The Gemara says, Bia Shalok Kedarka doesn't function as Bia for Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach fall into the category of Parshas Bereishis. How does Bia Shalok Kedarka not follow as relations between a husband and wife? So the Gemara says, because it's not called Vedava. If it's done through the other side, through the back side, then in such a case it's not called v'davak. So why? Why is it not called v'davak? So Rashi's lashon is mitoch she'eino nenes v'davar eino nedbekes imo. Mamish this yisod, that the definition of the dvekus is that hana, which we're going even maybe on a deeper level in the Igeres HaKodesh, which is based all on the machshavas. So what does that mean in practical terms, in terms of machshavas and kachas? So let me give you one very, very crude, practical example. And that is the Gemara in Ksuvos on Daf Samach Beis says that Talmidei Chachamim are meshamish mitoseim b'leil Shabbos. They do it once a week. We're better off being Talmidei Chachamim, both being sailors and so on. The Gemara describes sailors once every 6 months, v'chulei, camel drivers, ashrenu, it's another thing, ashrenu matov chalkenu. However, all of the rabbinic leaders today seem to have mamish changed the halacha. It's a fascinating thing. They basically told all people that this is not the standard. It's an absolutely fascinating phenomenon. The Gemara says not this way, and they changed the standard. Here they have it, quite a few places. They say from the Stipler and from others that it's now twice a week. So what happened? You throw out this is conservative Reform Judaism. You throw it out. Now people need to drive to shul. Now no, so hold yourself back. Sit in kolel. All the Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky came back once a week. They came back from Kovna. They were learning kolel all week, and then they came back on for Shabbos. Sometimes along Shabbos, Minas Tam, that's when they had marital relations. So what's the Omek HaDvarim? But now it's move on Me'elav. That if it's all the Hagdar of V'davak B'ishto, and that's the idea of Machshavasam Ka'achas, so then it seems that Hakul Mitzius is that you could change the Hagdara. You need to be big to be able to do it, but that's what has happened. That it's mamish changed. The Hagdara is mamish changed because of looking into the Mitzius. It was felt that it wasn't working. It wasn't working that once a week was bringing together husband and wife to the point that it was machshava achas. That's also halacha lemaisa as far as that's concerned. There's a beautiful line from the Stipler that brings out what we were saying. In his world, you need this lashon. I don't know if we need this lashon, but in the Hakdama, the Stipler says, "Al pi das Torah, aser lasos habia boven sheisha einu mefuyeses, umechayev lefaisa bekiruv dechibuk v'nishuk." The Stipler is emphasizing something that's very, very important, and that's this idea, and that is that the husband needs to give his wife a lot of time through chibuk and nishuk achet esav lechibur demlokein, and if not, and this is a very, very powerful line, Stipler deserves a lot of credit for this line. It's based on a Gemara. Harehi kinesuna lefnei ha'ariha dores va'ochan. Rabosai, it should be a dugma that should be in front of our minds in terms of being mezareis ourselves, or being mamtin ourselves. And that is, it's if not, if he doesn't hold himself back, then she is, it's as if she's a woman in front of a lion that is devouring her. And that is that she feels, I know of instances where young men entirely unintentionally and almost in a sincere way did not realize that their wives almost felt as if they were being raped. That's a tremendous pachad. It's a pachad because sometimes she doesn't always express herself, and therefore there needs to be that sense of machshava ka'achas. There's another nafkamina here which is extremely important, which is the other side, which is the other end. And that is the Damesek Eliezer has a beautiful expression. Gam achrei azivug yamshich ledaber divrei ritzui. Even after the relations are complete, the husband has to really think that he doesn't get up and walk away after a couple of minutes, but the divrei ritzui should continue, because if the ritzui is only before and the ritzui is not after, he doesn't hug her after, doesn't hold her after, so then he's a liar. He was just trying to satisfy his yetzer hara. They quote from the Kaf HaChaim in Siman Reish Mem, even if they're not going to sleep afterwards, that he should stay with her a half hour after the zivuk. I want to give you another halacha l'maisa application. The Gemara in a totally different direction. The Gemara in Ksuvos on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis tells us the following. The Gemara tells us the following expression. I want to give you the Lashon HaGemara. One second. The Gemara asks, Chamar v'nasa gamal mai. What happens if he's a donkey driver and he wants to become a camel driver? Is he allowed to do that? So the Gemara's assumption is that as a camel driver, he'll make more money, but he'll be home left less often. Amar lei, rotsa isha bekav v'tiflus, me'asara kavin uprishus. A woman would rather have less money and her husband close to her than have more money and her husband further away from her. So this is a great example of machshavasam ka'achas. Obviously, it needs to be communicated. Sometimes the wife will say, no, I prefer that you go out and work more nights. But the yisod is machshavasam ka'achas, that husband and wife have to really, really think in very serious terms about the consequence of going out to make more money at the expense of the dibuk. And finally, probably the most significant of the applications. And that is that you can't make something from nothing. It can't be expected that husband and wife are going to be able to successfully have relations with each other if there hasn't been that avira of kamimut, if there hasn't been that misameach lo b'dvarim. Another quote that brings this idea out. The truth is, what I had in mind to say to the quote was that Igeres HaKodesh that we read before. V'yesh lo liyashev das ha'isha ulesamcho b'dvarim. He has to be misameach or b'dvarim. And that means that there's a slow process. If there's nothing there, if the husband and wife haven't been there for a while, they can't expect that the environment is going to magically change. And that means that there are certain emotional impediments to closeness of marital relations, and there are certain physical impediments. The emotional impediment is that if the husband and wife haven't been sharing much together, if they haven't been sharing much together, then there's no way that they're going to be able to create that devek with each other. The halacha is that if there's sinah, if there's been a riv, if there's been a fight, not sinah, even if there's some type of disagreement, they're not supposed to have relations during that time. They're supposed to wait. And the husband shouldn't suggest, oh, to solve the problems, so let's do this together. No, that's not the solution. There needs to be that sense of understanding, that machshava achas, and then in such a case, then they could come together. And even more relevant issue, and that is tiredness. And that I can't put my arms around this entirely in terms of really trying to understand exactly exactly HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machshava and so on is, but at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn Torah. And at the end of the day, he wants our wives to be in Akeres HaBayis. So the husband is sitting, and he's actually the man who's stronger, is often in our position, at least in the kolo, or even the man in the office, unless he's a manual laborer, he's sitting all day. His wife, it happens to be that in many cases it's the wife who's actually exerting more physical energy than the husband is. Now that doesn't make any sense. It's all backwards. The husband is the one who's stronger, and it's the husband who should be the one who's exerting the energy. But no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed us with the special tafka that we're zocha to be bichlal shevet Levi, as the Rambam describes. And Shevet Levi's tafkid is not that way. I don't know if everybody's supposed to be that way, but Shevet Levi is supposed to, Baruch Hashem, many of us are that, or there are people in the office. No husband should be insulted that when it comes 9, 10 o'clock every night, his wife is exhausted. Lav dafka, does that mean that she's not interested in you? Not at all. The overwhelming phenomenon of being a woman running a house, even a woman without children, kal v'chomer, a woman with children, it is so overwhelming and so exhausting. It's very, very understandable. It's not because she doesn't enjoy being with her husband. It's not because she doesn't feel that her husband makes her feel special. It's not because that she doesn't enjoy tashmish with her husband. All of those things are real physical phenomenons. And that's something that husband and wife need to talk about. The solution to everything comes back to shir number two, and that is communication. And that is, we see that every time 9:30, 10 o'clock, that she's too tired. That's totally understandable. Not to chas v'chalila take it personally. That makes 100% biological sense. And what we need to do is talk about it. Okay, so maybe we have to ask a rav. Maybe it's mutar b'yom. Maybe there are other solutions. Maybe there's a way that we could help her get a nap during the day. Some type of solutions in which that she won't feel that way. Ultimately, if the husband shows that he's really, really concerned about machshavasam ka'achas, so then we're zocha to lock into the Ohr Elyon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya, that we should go mimalu l'mayla l'kedusha. The first darga is locking into the Ohr Elyon, that's machshavasam ka'achas. And with that, we'll be zocha to have banim uvnei vanim that reflect the kedusha of the Igeres HaKodesh. Do you want to turn off the recorders if there are any questions? It's late already now. If there are people that want to follow up with questions, we could do it privately as well. Thank you, Daniel.